Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to number 17 pre-recorded Dolly Shares. It's coming to you from Dolly World, of course. That's where I live. That's where I dwell very happily. Colleen Kelly and Nancy Hopkins are the producers. I'm Dolly Howard, and I'm recording this on Monday, June 11th, 2018. Today I'm going to share with you about my surprise and unintentional dimensional blending. That's the only thing in a short version that I could come up with was dimensional blending. Now this, what I'm going to share today with y'all, is what Dolly Shares was created for. This is my musing, like the ones Dave, Nancy, Colleen, and Christia encourage me to record. Things happen in my life, and they want me to record them. So, I'm going to give you the long version of the story, because I want to set it up so that you'll all know what led to the incident and the questions I have stemming from it. What I'm about to share with you is a true experience that happened to me personally. I will share it the best I know how to. My children and the waiter are the living witnesses of what I'm about to tell you. And it's very upsetting to my children, bless their hearts. But I know, and you'll see what I know as I share it with you. Last Friday, June the 8th, 2018, was incredible. Sherry came over and joined Annette and me in our pool, those two being my daughters. And while we were in there just swimming around and talking, Sherry suggested that we should go to this pottery place over by her house that she discovered, and that Jakey, her son, my grandson, and his girlfriend went to, and they had a ball. And so we decided, hey, yeah, let's do that. So on the spur of the minute, we did. It's not where the pottery is made from the clay, or sculpted out of the clay. It's where the pottery has already been sculpted out of the clay and dried, and you pick out the piece that you would like to paint and then have glazed and put in the kiln, K-I-L-N, kiln. And, excuse me, they have all sorts of things, mugs, dishes of all kinds, shapes and sizes. They have animals. They have all sorts of statuettes. They have flowers. Whatever you can think of that you can make in pottery, they have, which pretty much covers everything. So we went in and looked around and decided what we wanted to try painting and do something different in our lives and do it together so we could share the experience with each other. Well, Annette picked out one to paint that she can, it's like a dish, a bigger dish on the bottom, and it comes up and it has things like that look like fingers or tentacles or something like that where you can slip things over it if you want to, or just for decoration. So she picked that out to paint. Sherry painted a dish that it's a round type dish, and it has in the middle, it has an indentation around the edges, and in the middle comes up to a point so you can sit an apple on that point and it'll hold the apple in place. Well, then I guess you can bake this apple and you put different sauces around in the dish that you can dip your apple into. So she picked that out. And Mimi, the owner, was telling her when she comes in to pick up the dishes or what we painted, that she'll give Sherry a recipe for the apple stuff. So that's pretty cool. We're really excited. That was Friday. They told us we could pick them up on Monday, that they would be glazed and have been put in the kiln. I picked out a mug with a butterfly on part of the mug, and then the other wing on the butterfly comes up, stands out from the cup, and makes the handle for the cup. And I got confused when the lady's telling us how to do it. I really went into confusion state. The girls saw it, but they said, "It's okay. We'll help you." Thank goodness. So the lady gave us all the instructions for how to do it and what we're doing and what will happen after. It'll go in the, be glazed and go in the kiln. And so, we sat at a table with all our supplies, and we had the girls help me through it. And once I did it, it wasn't as complicated as what I put myself into the confusion state. If they handle it with me one thing at a time, I can handle it. And then the next time I'm okay with it. I don't like that I've gotten to this place in my life, but I'm learning to live with it, accept it and live with it and try to do my best and overcome it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We just live with it and be happy. So, as we're painting, we decided, oh, hey, let's talk about what we're going to do next time we come in. We kind of got addicted to it. It's so fun. It gets out some of your creative juices, and you don't have to be an artist to do it. Because God knows I don't have the artistic talents. I definitely don't. But it'll be my creation. And as the girls and I kept saying, it doesn't have to be perfect. Perfect isn't us. We enjoy the imperfections in it. And we do. We do. And the owner told us that they have adult nights on Wednesdays. We can bring our supper and a bottle of wine to eat. And we can eat and drink our bottle of wine and work on our painting while we talk with all the other adults. I'm excited about that. Not that I drink wine, but I can take my tea or my Verner's if I want Verner's that time. So we're going to do this as soon as we can work it into our schedules. We discovered that Sherry works closing at the commissary on Wednesday night, so she wouldn't get out until 7:30, and the painting group starts at 6 and ends at 9, and Annette would get there at 6, but she has to wait a few weeks before she can get into that. So bless his heart, my Shannon, Sherry's husband, my son-in-law, he told Sherry, if I want to go to that on Wednesday, that he'll pick me up after he gets out of work, because he works close to where I live, and he'll drop me off at the painting shop so I could get started, and then when Sherry gets done, she could come over at 7:30. But I don't know if I'm brave enough to do that by myself yet. I think I need to go in a couple times and get to know some of the adults who come in a little bit better than to just walk in all by myself, because I don't want to get into one of my confused states without one of the kids with me. So, I think once Sherry takes me for a couple Tuesdays or Fridays, that I'll be able to do that. And that means I'll be getting out in the world. I'll be leaving Dolly World for a couple hours. So, that was so exciting. We had such a good time. And we were still working when, Shannon got out of work, so Sherry said, come on over and meet us over there. So he stopped. He was at the house by the time he called to find out what we were doing. And so he brought Logan with him, my grandson, and they sat there for about 5 minutes. You could see the boredom on their face. So Sherry said, oh, Shannon, just take Logan and go home, because it's just really close to Patrick Air Force Base. I don't know if it's even a mile away. It's really close. So Shannon took Logan and they went home. When we got done painting, we went over and picked up Shannon. We were going to take Logan, but he didn't want to go to Olive Garden with us and be bored out of his mind. And he doesn't eat much food anyway. The kid's so skinny you can see his bones, because he's such a picky eater. Oh my gosh. I can't fault him, because I was that way as a kid too. So I just love him anyway, while I'm trying to get him to eat stuff. It's a grandma's job, y'all. Just a grandma's job. So, we all got in the car. Shannon was going to drive. He got behind the driver's seat. Sherry had left the car on empty, the gas tank. And Shannon, we're driving out the gates at the base, and Shannon says, Sherry, you left this car on empty. Of course, that got us giggling and laughing more. We were already giggling and laughing from before we left their house. We have such a good time when we're together. We thoroughly enjoy each other's company. I don't know how else to explain it to you, because it's so much enjoyment. We're comfortable and we feel safe with each other, and we accept each other for who we are, for what we are, for what we think, for what we do. We may not agree, but we accept and love each other unconditionally. And I am so happy for this time in my life where I can be with the girls and with Russell when he comes down, and my son, and we can enjoy each other. When I was in Venice, it was stressful, very stressful. I won't get into that. But here in Palm Bay, we're together. Sherry and Shannon are retired from the Air Force, so they're not off in some foreign country like Germany where they were for years, and we get to be with each other. Anyway, this was one of our being with each other days and night. So we're laughing and joking about Sherry leaving Shannon with an empty tank. And as we were headed to the gas station, we looked at the sky, and it was one of those solid, dark, gray skies that was full of lightning. And some of the lightning you could see came down to the ground and hit the ground. And we knew that there was a storm coming because we had been told, you better listen to the weather channel because bad weather's coming in. And you know how those weather people just love that bad weather stuff. Somebody might get hurt. Somebody's houses might get destroyed. Businesses might get destroyed. How exciting in their life for them. Right. Well, anyway, it was one of those type storms we were warned about. And so we were watching the clouds come our way. Well, I gotta say sky, because you couldn't see clouds. It was all just one big ugly, well, not ugly, just kind of scary sky coming our way. And I'm trying to think. I don't think we heard thunder. I don't think we did hear thunder, but we sure saw the lightning. And then so Shannon's at the gas station. Well, we all are because we're all in the same car. And he's filling it up. He gets pretty much to the full mark on the gas tank, but the sky opened up. So he quickly got in the car and, we drove off on our way to Olive Garden. Oh, my gosh. And as we were on the road sitting at a light, it even got worse. We didn't think it could, but it did. And it's the kind where you can't see the cars in front of you if you're on the highway. So we took a city street. We took all the city streets to Olive Garden because you're going slower and you can see at least the tail lights of the car in front of you. And as we were driving along, we were laughing and giggling, of course. And so we realized here we are yelling at each other in order to hear each other talk. The rain was so loud that we actually had to yell at each other. And that made us giggle even harder. We find humor in what some people would think is silly stuff. But we enjoy it. So we made it safely to Olive Garden. And Shannon went in and got that little thing, little buzzer thing you get when you put your name in and you gotta wait 45 minutes. So we were waiting in the car because the lobby was so full and we wanted to enjoy each other's company. So we waited there about 40 minutes, I think it was. And then we went inside and the place was clearing out because people were leaving and the ones in the lobby were getting seated. So, as usually happens, a husband and wife moved over so Annette and I could sit at one spot, and then Shannon and Sherry got the bench next to us. But the husband started joking around and talking with me, and then we got into this joking stuff, and the wife was kind of grumpy. She really was kind of grumpy to start with, but by the time we're gonna be seated and I got up, she was into the fun with the husband and me. So, I had another experience with people I run into or meet along the way. So that was good. Where am I? Okay, yeah. So we got seated, and the waiter came up to us to take our drink orders. We were given the menus as we got seated, and then the guy came to get our drink orders. So I got my iced tea, and we were sitting there deciding what we wanted to eat. That was a big decision, because we all wanted to eat everything. But anyway, I knew what I wanted. I always get the same thing at Olive Garden. Whatever restaurant I go to, I usually end up getting the same thing I always get at that restaurant. So, he brought our tea back, or our drinks, and said he'd come back after we decided what we wanted, and so he did, and I could not miss this guy. I mean, this guy, he was very sweet. He was very nice. He's very tall, and he has a big girth, and he had the little dreadlock look hairstyle, and he's a dark black man. You know, they come in shades like white people do, and so anyway, he was a dark black man. I could not miss seeing this man, is what I'm trying to get to. Especially when he's standing right next to me. And I feel his energies. So, he came and I gave him my order. I want breadsticks, Alfredo sauce, and salad. And we were looking in each other's eyes. We smiled at each other. We acknowledged each other, the order and small chit-chat. And he went away. And then the kids and I were just sitting there talking, enjoying ourselves. And a while went by, and the waiter went to the table across from us. And he looked back to check on us. And as he looked back, I said, well, I'm ready for my breadsticks now. Well, all hell broke loose, kind of, sort of. He looked at me kind of puzzled, but nodded his head, said he'd be right back. You always hear, oh, we'll be right back. But anyway, heard another, he'll be right back. And, the kids looked at me and they were saying, we did not place our order yet. They were very concerned. I said, well, we did too. I told him what I want. And they said, no, Mom, we didn't place our order yet. He hasn't come to get it. I said, he did too. I looked right at him. I looked him in the eyes. I talked with him. He talked with me. He's standing right next to me. I rubbed against him accidentally with my arm while I was messing with the menu. I know I gave him my order. And Shannon looked at me quite concerned, but trying to keep his composure that everything was okay. And he says, well, Dolly, look under your arms on the table right in front of you. I looked down. He said, see, the menus are there. And I told him, well, I was wondering why he didn't take the menus, why they're still here on the table on the corner. And Shannon said, that's because we didn't give him our order yet. Well, I kept telling the kids, what the heck? I'll clean it up for you. What the heck? I swear to God that I gave that man my order. So they tried to be patient. They're looking at each other, and you know the looks they're giving each other. And they're talking to me calmly in that calm voice where you know they're trying to calm you, calm the wicked beast. And I had a terrible time. I didn't believe them. I experienced this personally. I experienced it. It was as, I told the kids, it's as real as I'm sitting here talking to you guys. That's how real it is. And I told them, I feel it in my whole being. And my memory is just as clear as can be about placing that order with the waiter. So when the man did come to the table again, I asked him if I could ask him a question. And he said, yes, ma'am, I have the answer. So I proceeded to ask him if I had given him my order. And he said, no, ma'am, not yet. I didn't take it yet. Well, I sat back and I looked at him. I said, are you sure? He said, no, you didn't give me your order. I haven't taken your orders yet. And then even he points out the menus are still on the table. Even then, I couldn't believe that it hadn't happened. Seriously. I know in my being that that happened. So, what did happen? I am afraid I have come to a bad stage of dementia. I know I've got the beginnings of it. I've been told that. But then that made me think, oh my gosh, I'm reaching a bad stage here. Because I am a CNA. I used to take care of people with dementia and Alzheimer's in their houses. I know the stages. I know the signs to look for. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've become my own frickin' patient. So it's upsetting. But then eventually, I guess I won't even remember that I don't remember. So it won't bother me as much as it does now. And I could see the kids I could see their concern. I could see it. I could hear it in their voices. And they kept assuring me, it's okay. It's okay, Mom. They're so kind about trying to let me know it's okay and that they're here watching over me. Bless them. Bless them, bless them. For real. Anyway, we all had a wonderful time together because we enjoy each other's company so much. And I'm so very blessed with my children and with Shannon, who I consider to be a son, not a son-in-law, but a son. And I'm so glad they chose me as their mother and that Shannon chose Sherry as his wife. Anyway, let me see what's the time. Here I am rambling. That's why this is here, though. That's why we're doing Dolly Shares. So you can hear what happens in my life and how I feel about it, what I think about it, or I don't think about it. Or that's one of the reasons the ladies wanted me to do Dolly Shares. And Dave. Dave's saying, me too, Dolly. Yeah, he wanted me to do it too. Dave has other reasons too. He didn't want me doing the Did Show, Dilly Dallying and Dolly World anymore because it took a lot of hours during the week for me to line up the guests and plan the show and get that done. And then I do the show and then I'm out of energy. And he said, it's time to retire from that. We want you to do something different. Notice we, Dave and the other spirits. So we had to work out what's she gonna do. And this is what we've come up with. They wanted, one night we were in a show, Say What, with, Dory Olds and Christia Cummings and Nancy and me. I think Colleen was in with us that night, too. And they all encouraged me, well, you can do a show for an hour and just tell what's happening. Because a lot of times something will happen and then I get up and I type in our 24/7 Skype chat with Nancy and Colleen and Annette. And I type out what happened. I'll be awakened by the spirits and they'll be telling me something. So I share it with the ladies. And so now I'm doing it with Dolly Shares because they wanted it recorded. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm sharing the reason that Dolly Shares was developed was so I can do this with y'all now. And the reason I'm sharing this particular thing, and there's several reasons. I've been told to by my spirit group of angels and guides and other spirits and Dave and they're telling me they're sorry. I apologize. And so they're telling me maybe, well, not even maybe, they're seeing some others out there in the listener world need to hear this because they might be or know someone going through something similar to what I did. And they want to give encouragement. You're not crazy. They want you. If it's not you, if it's someone you know, give them encouragement. Don't run away from them screaming and hollering and waving your arms in the air thinking, oh, they're crazy, they're crazy. Maybe they're not. So, as those of you who know me know, I've learned to listen to those certain and special voices and do what they advise me to do. So that's why I'm doing this. And so, of course, I shared this with Nancy and Colleen and in the chat. I knew they could give me a different perspective on the incident because I was really in the confused state with what happened and why the kids didn't see it happen or hear it. So anyway, Nancy shared with me in chat and on the radio on another Say What show, on the Saturday night Say What show. That was 2 nights ago. The 9th, I think. It was whenever Saturday was. This is Monday. So, here's what Nancy said to me. As for the imagined event, if you accept there are, and imagined event is in quotation marks, if you accept there are other versions of yourself operating on different timelines, then you slipped into a different timeline that is 98% the same. This I will address later. She says, you did order just on a different timeline. Do not worry about dementia. Oh, that's sweet of her. Hold on, I gotta cough again. All right. So, she says, most people are only aware of one timeline because we're focused on that timeline. But we have other timelines that are occurring simultaneously. And she was saying about John Titter, who claims, I don't know if he's still here or if he went on. But anyway, he claimed to be from another timeline. And he said he was here to affirm that the different physicists, that what the different physicists say is true, that we have multiple universes. Hold on just a second. I apologize. I always hate to put you on pause, because then I can never find the recording thingy again. Well, I can't say never. Then I have difficulty finding the recording thingy again. So where were we? Nancy was talking, oh yeah, about John Titor, that he's here to tell us, to reaffirm, yes, what the physicists, the different physicists are saying. We do have multiple universes. So Nancy went, she said she went into the spontaneous remote viewing. Because she does that. She remote views. She said, I drew her back to me when the incident occurred because of my intense energies. And we know time has no beginning and no ending. So she can slip there if she wants to. Or go there. Hold on. I cannot apologize. Okay, I'm back. So, Nancy said she went into this remote viewing. Slipped right into it, spontaneously. And she said it was very visual to her. She saw the waiter and me looking at him. And then she says all of a sudden there was a distortion where I was sitting. She watched me place the order with the waiter. Then, all of a sudden, there was no distortion anymore, but there were two of me there. One went back to sit in the table with the guy not there. So that's why she said to me, I jumped over to another timeline. When I moved there, I was in the other me's body. In the other place, I disappeared. I don't understand this little section here, but I took it out of what she said to me in Say What. Because I used to take dictation. That's how I did it. I'd listen and type as I listened. So I did that. In the other place, I disappeared. This place, I didn't disappear because the kids' minds couldn't handle it. So I was definitely visible here. In this timeline. But she saw that it really happened. I'd even asked before Nancy told me this on Saturday. I asked Annette if I had disappeared at all from the table. 'Cause I was wondering, how could this happen? How could I place the order so blatantly, so openly, without the kids seeing it happen? So she got tears in her eyes and she said, no, Mom, you were at the table the whole time. So, oh my gosh, the trauma I put my kids through because of my strange life. But to me, it's all very explicitly real. Of course, the kids aren't believing it was real, but they love me anyway. So this experience, even Nancy said, it makes us wonder about the people who do disappear. You hear about people disappearing all the time. Where did they go? What happened? And she told this story. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. So Nancy was sharing the story about this guy. Who they found his, it was snowing where he was. I forgot where he was. Was he in Michigan maybe? Anyway, they found his footprints. They found, some clothing of his, gloves or something, a hat or something like that. And the footprints led out on the water where he was. And then it gets to way offshore, the footprints, and they stop. They just disappear at that point. There's no more footprints. Just the ones leading out to the middle of the pond, let's say. And then 6 months later, he showed up in Massachusetts. He couldn't remember anything. I mean, he thought it was just the next 1 minute to the next minute. He knew nothing that happened. He didn't think, didn't even know anything happened. And so the assumption is that it happened so fast because of how timelines are, that that's why he didn't realize, because it just happened to him from 1 second to the next. But to the people on Earth, it was 6 months. So, nobody knows where he went or what he did in that time, other than he just left the one place and showed up in the other place 6 months later. That's the story that Nancy shared about disappearances and reappearances. So Nancy keeps saying to me there are many versions of ourselves in different dimensions. And so does Walt. And I try so hard to understand that. I really do. I have a hard time understanding, but yet at other times, it is so perfectly clear in my mind that I see it. I see it. But yet, most of the time I can't understand it. So, I wonder, did the storm have anything to do with the incident occurring? That was why I was telling you about the storm. It was a bad storm. And it had lots of energies in it. And the energies around me have been different. Very different lately. They feel cleaner. They feel clearer. And there's a different vibration to the energies around me now. I don't know how to share the description of the difference in the vibrations. They feel better. They feel... how do I say it? I don't know. I don't know how to say it to you any different, but they're good vibrations. There's a calm, peaceful, expectation to the vibrations. I guess I can say it that way. Thank you, Dave. Dave's sitting with me. He's trying to help me to say these things. And then I'm wondering, I had to cough again. My throat's giving me fits right now. Remember I have been sharing with you on numerous occasions that I'm seeing, when I look out, I see shimmering. The shimmering, like when you look out and you see heat distortion from the pavement being so hot, or the ground being so hot, or it's just so darn hot outside that you see shimmering from the heat because it's so exceedingly hot. So, I'm wondering, has the shimmering stuff, is it in preparation or was it in preparation for me to have the incident with the waiter happen? And I'm wondering, will more incidents be occurring to me, like the waiter one? Am I going to be slipping in and out of different dimensions? And I'd like to know, are similar occurrences happening to any of you? Let me know. You can go to Hagee Shack, and you can go to Cosmic Reality, and do the comments section, and Nancy and Colleen will get me your comments or your stories. So if you've had anything like this, similar, or happening to you or someone you know, can you please go and share that with me? I would love to hear about it. And also, I know this sounds crazy, but I also know it really, truly happened. I am confident now of the happenings I'm experiencing. I don't care. You can call me crazy. You can call me a nutcase. You can say I'm someone who is hallucinating. Of course, I'm not taking any of those street drugs. And the drugs I'm taking don't make me hallucinate from the doctor. But you can say whatever else derogatory about me that makes you feel good about yourself. But I know in my deepest knowing what I know is true. What I'm experiencing is true. I would like to know why that happened. Why did it happen then? What triggered it? What was the purpose of it? Why are there dimensions where we are doing 98% of the same things we're doing here? At least I've been told. If that's happening, why are there so many dimensions where we're doing the same darn thing? Basically. And it appears that I was doing the same thing at the same time when my order with the waiter occurred. Why? Why is it so simultaneous? How is it so simultaneous? What's going on with the other me that I just was introduced to on Saturday, on Friday? What am I doing over there? Am I really doing the same thing I'm doing here? And why would I be doing it on two different dimensions? So why are there so many other dimensions where we are one being that is still apart? And yet we're still basically living the same experiences? It's so, such a puzzle, such a puzzle. Are all the dimensions the same experiences? Are they really? I would like to know why the heck that would be. And if I'm living in different dimensions, which apparently I am in the at least one other one, what is she doing? Was that the first time she experienced that? Or is she good at experiencing that kind of experience? And what other dimensions, if she does do those experiences, what other dimensions has she been to where we are? We're one, but we're split. Kind of like, it throws into my mind, kind of like the eggs. They have their shells, they have their yolks, and they have their white parts. So, there's three in one. They're one thing, but they're three things. So, okay, I can understand that. And I can understand that the shell is cracked open and we're put in different places. I'm just working through this right now, y'all. This is why Dolly Shares was created. So you can hear my musings on how I work through things. And maybe you do it the same way, but you don't share it. So, also, why wouldn't I be experiencing different things in the different timelines or dimensions? If I'm not, why wouldn't I be? And if I am, I really would love to know what I'm doing. We are doing what we are doing. And if I know, if we, all of we, who is me, knows, eventually gets to know each other, where are we going to go from there? What are we going to do when we all get together? I want to know why. I want to know when. I want to know how. And I for sure want to know how others know about dimensions and what happens on the other dimensions. I really, really want to know that. How do they know these things? Have they been there? Have they experienced it personally and then they're sharing it with us? Or do they just make assumptions? Oh, this is what happens because it sounds good. Or I'm making this story up because I think it's a fun story to make up. Or or have they been told by someone else, oh, this is what I believe happens. But they don't have any proof. Where does the proof in all this come from? My experience, I cannot offer you any other proof than my kids were there. The waiter was there when I experienced this dimensional happening. My kids were there and the waiter was there. So that's the only proof I can give you, and that really isn't any tangible proof for y'all. It is for me because of the way my kids reacted because of what the waiter said. I cannot remember. I don't know how to say words. Please, Dave, help me on words or angels. Somebody help me with words. English language just doesn't help me in any way. I vaguely, for lack of a better word, can remember things like this happening when I was a kid, but I don't know if that was my imagining because I was just trying to get out of a bad situation. So I took myself to a different place in my mind. I don't know if that was it or if really I was experiencing these blurry things that are in my mind. Have I done this before? Have I done dimensional blending or traveling from here to a different dimension to get out of a situation I was experiencing at that moment in time that was so bad I couldn't handle it anymore? I had to remove myself from it. Or were those imaginations in my mind that helped me to remove myself mentally from the situation? But while I'm talking about this and remembering, Friday, and that was so tangible to me. I know it's intangible to y'all. You didn't see, feel it, or experience it, but to me, it was real. I know it happened. So now, when I think back, and my mind is being able to kind of, sort of remember things, experiences like that. I remember sitting in, oh wow, right now at this very moment, I remember sitting in a classroom at school. And I was so bored, just bored out of my mind. I hated school. I didn't want to be there. And so all of a sudden I was at this beautiful place. And there was a being there with me. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the trees and the grass and the water and the beautiful sky and the nice, beautiful smelling smell that's in the air. I think I really did that. I think I did. Now that they're allowing me to remember this, I think I've done this before, y'all. And you listen to me work myself through it. So this is what I do when things hit me like this. Sometimes I just wake up out of a good sleep and the thought comes in me. And then I've got my spirits with me, and I work myself through this. The same thing happened when I was given the knowledge about being. I got up and I was experiencing the being information that was being given to me, put into my being and memory and stuff. And so I got up and I was typing that to the ladies. I was sharing, and I just like to have someone to share these things with, and I hope if you've had experiences like that or know of experiences like that, will you please share them with me? Go to Hagee Shack to the comment section, or Cosmic Reality Radio Show, or even Cosmic Reality Store. She's got a comment section there. It'd just be fun to hear someone else's stories, or someone's, more than just one person's. It'd be nice to hear whoever wants to share stories. Please don't be bashful. I won't hurt you in any way, shape, or form. I'd love to hear you share with me. Okay, so I've worked my way through that, worn myself out. I need a nap now. Hopefully I'll stay in this dimension. Well, unless sometime, someday, I disappear, you will know I stayed in the other dimension. And I mean my body disappears. If my body is still here, but I'm not, that means I've crossed over. I'm going to play and have fun with spirits like Dave and Stan and a lot of other people I know over on the other side who have lived their lives here and crossed over to the next experience. They went home. Looking forward to the day I go home, but I'm staying here as long as I can, because I know home will always be there. All right, this is the end of the show. I love you all, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.